Hey folks, Trevor here with E-commerce Paradise, and today's Dropship Daily is all about home offices versus cafes versus co-working spaces. Which one is best to work in? And in my opinion, really, you should have a mix of all three in your life because it's really good to be able to mix up your work situation. But I'm going to go over some of the pros and cons of each. In my opinion, I always liked the home office the most because it's the most secluded atmosphere. So this is our, you know, under $500 apartment in Bangkok, Thailand. It's pretty chill. Studio apartment, nothing too crazy, really simple and affordable. And so one thing I like about a home office is that you have consistent Wi-Fi. You don't have to like log into Wi-Fi codes and stuff like that, and you don't have other people taking up all the bandwidth and things like that. I really like the ability to have a quiet atmosphere that's secluded so that you can get your work done in peace. And I like the idea that you can, you know, take your clothes off or whatever and work. You can work in pajamas, whatever it is. You don't have to get up dressed up to go out. So with that said, I do really like to work in cafes a lot because cafes are cool. It's kind of a creative atmosphere. It makes you feel like other people are around you, so you really want to work more. And if you see someone you know, then you can always hang out with them too. So cafes are cool, and it's a good way to get the creative mind going, get more motivation to get more work done. Cafes, of course, have a lot of downsides, which is the Wi-Fi can be, you know, spotty, unpredictable, and people can be noisy around you, distracting and stuff like that. And of course, it's a very distracting atmosphere in general. People walking by all the time and stuff like that. So it really just depends. I mean, I like to be around people, and working around other people feels good and it's exciting. So I like that a lot. And you might be the same way. Now, co-working space is a little bit between the two. Co-working spaces are generally like very quiet, like a library, and they're definitely also incorporating the atmosphere of the cafe into it, where there's other people working around you. But instead of a cafe where some people are probably working on, you know, schoolwork and things like that, co-working space, usually people are always working on the computer and the laptop, and they're always working on some sort of a business that they're running, or they're doing, you know, some sort of freelancing work. Co-working spaces in Thailand usually are filled with a lot of foreigners, either US or UK or Australian, and from all over the world. And they're really cool. It depends on the one you go to. They can average between $100 to $200 per month. You can buy day passes usually, or week passes, or 10 visit passes and things like that. So they're all really cool. There's one that I really like in Chiang Mai. It's called Pun Space on the East Gate. It's really cool. There's also one on the west side in the Niman area. And here in Bangkok, the one that I like to go to is called The Hive. Thanglor. It's really cool. It's right off the Ekamai BTS station exit. And Thong Lo BTS station exit in Phnom Penh, between those three, if you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, it's right on Sukhumvit, which is the main road in Bangkok. And it's really cool. Co-working spaces are great, and it's a good place to kind of get a office atmosphere. It's nice when you have events at the co-working space so you can do networking, because that's kind of one of the main benefits of going to a co-working space. Especially if you're an entrepreneur, you want to network with other entrepreneurs. Usually they have events, so you can sign up for those. Sometimes people will come in and do speeches, so you can learn a lot that way too. So definitely have a good mix in your life. That's what I like. So that's the video. Home office, cafes, and co-working spaces. Hope you guys enjoyed this one. Definitely subscribe below. Make sure you are subscribed. And like the video if you liked it. If you didn't, hit that dislike button, let me know. But comment below and let me know what your thoughts are, whether you like your home office, the cafe, or the co-working space more. What's your favorite? All right, guys. Well, thanks for watching. We'll see you.